This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. Metro Denver has gotten much less rain over the last month. Statewide, the drought has expanded. Meteorologist Jim Kalina says drought along the northern Front Range has gotten worse, but is still better than other parts of the state.
Looks like for the drought, the worst areas are kind of the south and the southwestern sections, basically the southern half of Colorado, and then maybe the extreme eastern part of the state. Those areas are in extreme drought right now.
Only a small section of Weld County near the Nebraska border is currently free of drought. Signatures for two tax initiatives backed by conservative groups were turned in today for the fall election. CPR's Benta Berkland reports.
One proposal would require voters to approve any large fee increase. Another would lower Colorado's flat income tax rate. That idea came partly in response to a different tax proposal from the left that would increase taxes for the top 5% of earners and lower them for everyone else. The deadline for turning in signatures for the November ballot is Monday. I'm Benta Berkland, CPR News.
The state attorney general has issued a cease and desist order against Live Entertainment Company, which recently hosted a rodeo in Weld County. It drew roughly 2,000 people, most of whom were not wearing masks or social distancing. The state mandates no more than 175 people who must stay 6 feet apart. 78 in Denver, 75 in Vail, 85 in Pueblo. This is CPR News.